Blog Talk Radio.
Each and every last one of you being here tonight.
knowing that if you're Israel, you don't have anything better to do than to join in and hear the word of the Most High Yah with us. You know, Teacher Shane and I, we've been doing this Blog Talk Radio. How long have we been on Blog Talk Radio?
Since 2011.
11, so we're going on 12 years. It's 11 years. Blog Talk Radio. And we're no stranger to radio broadcasting. We've been on, most of you probably don't know about this, but we've been on international shortwave radio, WRNB, WWCR, was that BCQ?
Or NQM?
Yeah, NQM, that's
National Quality.
Yeah, that's the AM station. There, we've been there, and we've been on the Wilkins Broadcast Network, simulcasting on probably about 20 FM stations, 10 AM stations. I just had another radio station call me and want me on the air. Now, believe me, I know how to behave on the air. You know what I mean. But it makes no sense. I mean, I'm already, you know, we're paying our communication bill alone is about, it's getting close to $1,000 a month.
I believe, yeah.
Just communication. If people don't comprehend what I'm saying, but that's just our communication bill. It's getting about $1,000 a month. And so, yeah, I'll teach Shane that. So why should I sit up there and go and putting money into a bag with holes? Who's listening to AM, FM radio? Now, who's listening to AM, FM radio and international shortwave nowadays, teacher? Who is? Who's doing it? Ain't nobody doing it, man. Everybody's on the internet because it's convenient.
Satellite radio.
No, satellite radio, yeah. I actually thought about getting on Sirius XM, getting our own channel. Because the Father knows we got enough content on there, boy. We can, maybe I'll look into that. Hey, I appreciate each and every last one of you that are joining us here tonight, that are donating to the cause of the Most High Yah. Make no mistake about it. The Straightway is not our ministry. The ministry is Yah's. He is the one that has ordained us. He is the one that has called us. He is the one that has put us into the ministry. And we say, for that, all praise, all glory to the Most High Yah. It's not that we loved him, but he loved us. Hallelujah. And there's no one like him, and there will never be no one like him. There's nobody beside him. There's nobody preferred before him, nobody after him. He just is.
Great I am.
Yeah, the great. Elia is Shah Elia. That's just what he is. And we love him with all our hearts. It sure is nice to know when you've been predestined.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Somebody said predestined for salvation. Well, yeah, that too, but predestined or predestination also means to be predestined, to be conformed.
Conformed
to his image.
Yes.
Sad part about it is when we have to preach and teach, we've got to get out of the image of Yah, base ourselves, come down and act like a dang fool, a circus clown, just in order to reach some of you.
Yeah.
Because that's where you're at.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably the most hurtful out of all of it. Mm. People think rebuking is easy, man. Correcting is easy, man. Well, who wants to do that? You know what I mean? If you think receiving rebuke is hard, try to do it.
Yeah.
Usually if a person has the right spirit, anybody that corrects you or rebukes you, that's only because they want you to receive.
Yeah.
And they want to see you succeed.
Yes.
So Monkey Bastard, Brother Galen, all of y'all on Cash App over there on what they call it thing on paper? I mean on this one.
Super Chat.
I keep forgetting this stuff. I appreciate, I really truly wish that more of you I have a lot of you that support my Patreon, and I appreciate the contributions because we definitely use it for the work of the ministry. But it sure would be nice if I could get y'all to be active on Patreon. I know that y'all watching the videos because I see the amount of people that are watching.
Oh, yeah.
But if you could just chime in, man, and just become very proactive, I probably would do more. I do a lot on Patreon now, but I would probably do a whole lot more if I could see the motivation there, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah, definitely. That's true.
I actually use YouTube as a medium to be able to draw people to our private site over there on Patreon. And we're in the process of looking for a way how we can broadcast on our own platform, on our own website, with our own chat, and we can donate over there, and we can bypass all of this. I know you're watching. Believe me, I know you're listening. But become active, man. Become proactive, Israel. You may say something. You may encourage somebody in something.
Yes.
You don't never know. Just a good word in season could help deliver somebody's soul.
Yes.
But we bless y'all. We thank y'all for being here tonight with us. Got Teacher Shane over here. Say hi, Teacher Shane.
Bless you. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.
And we are here tonight. We have the same routine every week. Y'all got the mailing address, right? If not, we'll play it a little bit later. Mama Nelly's got in a shipment of shirts. Embroidered. She got some purple shirts with the real embroidery. I'm talking about high quality. That high quality stuff. Sometime in March, I don't know, I'm going to designate somebody to be a liaison. See how proper we are nowadays, brother. I'm going to designate somebody to be a liaison to talk to Baki about him paying for the venue that we've already scoped out as far as this debate. Now, they want to keep it on chicken, which is, you know, Brother Rob, you know, people don't understand. We have a sister in the ministry that's from the land of Israel, and she speaks fluent Hebrew. So I got a few things I'm going to bounce off of her because I'm learning not only just, you know, the little Hebrew we know by the books, but I'm learning a little bit of how to read a little bit of Hebrew. Because you know what I've discovered, and I've been discovered over here? I've always said that Strong's is suspect. And I always say that, Brother Shane.
Yes, sir.
And I'm learning that if you read the language, when you read the language, you comprehend the language, you understand the language, the language says something a hell of a lot different than what you see in front of you.
Yes.
That's why when we get a lot of Bibles, I have a lot of Bibles. They have the Hebrew on one side and the English on the other.
Yeah.
And what you read in your King James Version, and I had somebody the other day ask me, well, Pastor, what Bible do you read? I said, a bunch of them. I had a plethora of them. If you even watched, I mean, tell you the truth, during Shabbat service, we try to just use two translations because I had some charges levied against me in a righteous way. They say listening to y'all service is like going to a college course. I mean, we're supposed to feed y'all with knowledge and understand. I'm sorry, we're not going to get up. We do sing and dance. But we're not going to buck dance for any of y'all just to try to get y'all to comprehend the scripture. If you don't open your understanding, it's not our business. But we definitely ain't going to get up here and shine and buck dance in front of you. I promise you that. We ain't going to be cooning for nobody. We're going to give out the word as he has given us an administration. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it is true what Paul said. The more I love, the less I be loved. But I realize the real true heart of real Israel. Hallelujah. We purchased some more land. Sure did. We purchased some more land. Extended out another part of a community up there. We purchased another. This is choice acres, too. We paid premium price for this one. I think it was 6 acres. We paid a lot of money for this one. Yeah, I think it's 6. It could have been 10. It could have been 10. I got so much stuff in my head nowadays, so, you know, don't hold me to the quotation, but what is important is that we're growing as a ministry. You know what I've seen online today? I've seen some people, check this out, their video got like 400,000 hits. You ready for this? A bunch of people got together and bought 100 acres of land. Melanated people, right? And, of course, they got some of these Amish buildings, these little buildings that the Amish people make, and they put a ribbon on the front of it as if they was cutting a homestead for the land. And in their video, you know what they was doing? They showed in the video where they went to the bank to get a loan. And you got like 40 or 50 of them all going to try to move on this land. And I appreciate the effort, but there ain't no wisdom. There's no wisdom. They went out there and went to the bank and borrowed all this money, got all these people think they're going to live on this land, and the real problem is that none of them have any experience with living together. Boy, the sword getting ready to hit them, man.
It's
going to be a what?
Grinding wine press.
I saw a video this week with Myron Jackson. Y'all remember a little short musclehead Myron Jackson, right?
Oh, boy.
Seen a video with him with Judah Mack, 3 men out on some land. He feed tuna to the chickens. Said it's going to coat them in the winter, help them keep them warm. And it sounds good, but tuna to chickens? Oh, boy. But anyway, and they cooking breakfast and dishes everywhere and no female presence at all. Anyway, I just left it on. I'll leave it at that. At least they're trying. I wonder why. I tried to call Judah Mack, but the number that he gave me was disconnected or whatever it is. Because if y'all leave a message and y'all want me to get back to you, you're going to have to exercise patience. How many men am I?
One.
There's one. And if there's 200 or 300 of y'all, TM me those envelopes up there right there. This is just a short stack. And mind you, I just purged out a bunch of them. Look here. I'm going to try to just separate these by stamps right here. Okay? And that's not including all the letters and stuff we got in during this week. I'm just going to try to separate these by stamps right here, right? See, a lot of Pastor Dials, I'm an outdoorsman, but a lot of my time now has been regulated to dealing with this, which I don't mind. I just, you know what I mean? People need answers. Are you following me? And that's not including email. That's not including mail that Elder Doug sends me. Getting out. Whew. Yeah, it was something said all day about how many letters we probably done put out just this year alone.
Exemption letters.
School letters.
Wow.
Days off letters. You know what I mean? For these days, all of them, if you pile them all together, and we're still going. We're still going. I have a lot of people there impressed with my office skills. You know, my writing skills. And good. I'm glad you are. I much rather be outside. I promise you. It's getting to the point now it's becoming envious. And then at times, I just literally got to get up out of his office and just go in the living room and sit down. Mm-hmm. You understand what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I literally got to get out. So sometimes, you ever see me sometimes just walk to you and say, hey, how you doing? Walk down the road and I'll turn around, walk back again. And imagine, you're not talking to a lazy pastor here. You're talking to a man that I'm built for the outdoors. It's like a prison being in this place. Feel like, forget Alcatraz. Alcatraz ain't got nothing on this or Rikers Island. Jeez. But believe me, I get it. Everybody takes advantage of social media.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But how'd you like the videos? You know, the live streams have been doing this week. Pretty informative, huh? But I would tell you what. I did a video just before Sabbath came in that was extremely important. If you saw that video, type in the word yes. On YouTube, extremely important. You know, every time I put up a video now, ever since I got the strike on the account, all my videos are not monetized. They're all limited now. Every single one of them limited. Every single one of them limited. Kid you not. I'm trying to show you how do we view things and look at things and do things a whole lot different than what the world does.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. We're under no illusion whatsoever at all. We're not distracted in any way, shape, fashion, or form. You'll see as it look like, listen, if I make videos on the side and I start giving direction, you need to be doing this. All the suggestions, they're really commands, but they're suggestions because, you know, people get... They wear their feelings and emotions on this. I've never seen such a sensitive and feminine generation like I've seen in this generation. What about you?
You know, it's bad and getting worse.
But, bless you, Sister Harris. Bless Brother Whitting. I don't know, Teach. I really, truly don't know how long this thing, but you know what? China's gearing up. Ain't no doubt about it. I mean, they've been doing it for a while, but the only thing I'm doing is just putting stuff in perspective and stuff. They trying to distract you with all this mess that's going on in the world. And listen, you have to understand, Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden, they have been in bed with China. Why not put the buffoon up in an office? Why not have him walking around decrepit? You know what I mean? Listen, I'm always going to be Pastor Dow, be the Father's will. And we won't be retired. Now, somebody else may be up preaching and teaching. You know what I mean? Depending on how the Most High hold me out, but you think I'm going to sit here and try to hold on to the headship and lead of this ministry when I get old? Huh? No, you come to me for some advice. Shoot. This is all about Yahshua.
Oh, yeah.
I sit and watch young people today. I watch it. I've been watching. You know, we transcend a couple of generations. You know that?
Yes.
And I sit and watch it. I sit and watch, especially among women. I sit and watch old people trying to give young people wisdom, and you can't talk to them. And then I watch the old people just shut up and back off and don't say nothing. And the young people go away as if they were right. And they don't have no clue what just happened. And old people are basically saying, well, I can't say nothing to you, but don't worry about it. Life is going to be a damn good teacher for you. Yeah, oh yeah, ain't gonna say. And they will never have any regulation or recall. That you try to have a discussion with.
Yeah.
That, nah. Now listen. I have no love for Joel Osteen, probably like many of you. Teacher Shane don't either. But I saw on Facebook where this young white man comes up to Joel Osteen and he's smiling. And Joel Osteen smiling. I don't even know how old he is. But I do know this. He's probably old enough to be that guy's dad. And then he looks at Joel Osteen and says, hey, I got a Joel Osteen. And they all smile again. He said, then the young man says to Joel Osteen, you know you're a piece of shit. Is it funny? Probably is. Only one problem, though. When I saw that, regardless of whatever your opinion of Joel Osteen is,
yeah,
I saw total dishonor and disrespect and a lack of regard. But just simply somebody who's older than you. Brother, I don't remember us in our day talking to old people like that. Older people, 20 years older than us. I don't remember that. Everybody laughing, it's funny. I thought it was funny. But you would have never seen me get on that comment chuckling. But first thing here, immediately after I go, where is the honor? Before we go, get the scripture over there, teacher. Let's go to 1 Peter 5:5. We'll get that real quick, and then we'll get on with the message. I just said, man, there's no respect and there's no regard and no honor, not only for your elders, but for the hoary-headed people. I mean, I've been young, and I've got eyewitnesses of people who was with me in my 20s, my 30s, my 40s, and now I'm in my 50s. I got witnesses of them. I don't know. And you know what? Even as a heathen, I didn't do that. But this generation, it is an evil and adulterous generation, too, isn't it?
Yes.
I was like, man, I said, this guy, you know, it's a good thing he's a Gentile, but he's an Israelite. You didn't do nothing but check your car for a curse. Why are you laughing? It's all funny. I didn't do it, man. Now, you're around my age, you're going to get it. We're going to be straight up. Unreal, teach. You got it.
Yes.
Go ahead, 1 Peter 5:5.
Likewise, you younger.
Y'all hear this? You what?
You younger.
How much more younger do you got to be? You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And what is young? I can tell you this. If I'm old enough to be your daddy, you young. If I'm old enough to be your older brother, you still young. If I'm old enough to be your granddaddy, you young. Will you say that? God dang.
Yes.
Huh? Now listen to the instructions, but this only applies to those of us who are obedient to the law. Come on.
Yes.
Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elders.
Listen, I may not like certain, listen, the reason why you'll hear me talking about snakes, T.D. snakes, Dollar, Osteen, and all them, because I am in the generation where I'm old enough to be able to speak to them straight up face to face. We're in the same damn category.
Yes. I mean,
does that make sense?
Makes sense.
But you're not going to see me set up and just, anyway, I think y'all get the picture. Come on.
Yeah. All of you.
All of you. Not just the younger to the older, but all of you do what?
Be subject one to another.
See, that subjection means that we ain't on the same even plane.
Yes.
There is a chain of command, there's a level, and then in those levels we have to be subject.
Yes.
If we are, If we are wise, we have to be wise.
Yes.
And the greater you are, the more humble you should be. Because
yes.
You should be always in a position to teach. And then, but you need to know who you're teaching. Because whoever you're teaching, they have to have a teachable spirit.
Yes.
And today, you can't teach this generation a damn thing. Listen, if I want to learn, I played, I ain't got my damn picture. I played football, okay? Don't worry about it. I played football, though, right? But if I want to learn football at the highest level, I'm not going to talk to Brother Rich. I'm not going to talk to none of you college players. I'm not going to talk to some of you high school icons. Sorry, no offense. I'm going to talk to the professionals.
Yes.
I'm going to talk to Rob Mathis, Kabir Bajabil Million, Daniel Muir,
yes,
and TJ. That's who I'm going to talk to. I'm not going to learn a damn thing from all you John Madden superstars. I'm sorry. You've been on the third gridiron, so have I. Listen, I'm going to talk to somebody who's been there and done it, has got more experience, that can teach all of us because they've been at the level.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense. Me.
How the hell? What kind of, if I'm expected to succeed and get to the highest level, shouldn't I take wisdom from those who already been there? Use this analogy. Why take somebody? I mean, come on, you've been on the same damn field. Come on, man, I ain't know what you gonna teach. This making sense? You want really truly learn how to be an Israelite? You probably want to talk to us old, hoary-headed people from Straightway. I wouldn't advise you speaking to nobody else because all they want to do is make live stream videos, argue back and forth with each other. Nobody ever wins because nobody ever gets converted. You ever notice that? And they have no fruit to show you. If you ever notice, that nobody in the ministry is a straight way, goes out and dishonors and disrespects anyone of another ministry. You ever notice that? We ain't got time for it. We busy.
Yes.
Including the people in the ministry. We better not get wind that you don't went out and attack somebody else because you don't learn two scriptures and know how to quote one since you've been the straight way and you think you know something. You better stay in your place. What did I say wrong, Teach?
Straight up.
I don't give a damn how wise you think you are. Even a fool is counted wise when he knows how to shut up, put his hand over his mouth. That's a book, isn't it? In other words, you may think you have an answer for everything, but that doesn't mean that you should answer.
True.
Now we go back to the wisdom of Paul. You know, all things are lawful, but they're not expedient. You can hold your tongue. Your input is not needed.
True.
You may think it's profound, but it ain't. Come on, Teach, finish up.
Yeah. All of you be subject one to another.
All of you do what?
Be subject one to another.
Come on.
And be clothed
with what?
With humility.
Now, the people who usually quote this, especially, they love highlighting the subject, but they don't like highlighting being clothed with humility. They still want to be in that pride and exalted state. Read on.
For y'all resist the proud.
Y'all resist who?
The proud.
Y'all hear that? Y'all resist the proud, and he does what?
Gives grace to the humble.
Now go to Proverbs 6:16 real quick. We shoot from the hip, Teach, but we will get there, okay? I want y'all to listen to something in case you never heard this before. And that's, you know, how many times we quote this when the book says, I will hide your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. And that just proves to me that many of you, you don't, in your constitution, in your makeup, you don't have y'all's word in your heart because you have nothing that governs your behavior.
Amen.
You don't have a damn thing that governs your behavior. As righteous as you believe yourself to be. I don't know, man. When I see myself, I look at myself as nothing. The least of all men. I look at someone that needs a savior. Always. What about you?
Amen.
But you look at yourself greater than that. I mean, every morning when I get on my knees, it already lets me know who I am. Huh?
Oh, yes. While we're on our knees.
You better believe it. I need Jesus. I need him every second, every minute, every moment, every hour, every damn day. I need humility.
Yes.
I need clothes. I need to wear it like an oversized garment.
Yes. And layers.
Yeah, I need something to protect me from myself.
Yes.
Somebody says con. Do y'all know what con means? If y'all know what con means, type it in, please. I'm with you now, but don't worry, I'm with you, but I just want to see how many people know what con means. See, what I think the problem is y'all see us old hoary-headed people. We have to rebuke, reprove, correct, instruct, and stuff. And y'all think we have some type of exalted position, but you never are there. You never are there to see the conversation that we have amongst each other. When we talk about, man, did you see? And when we talk about did you see, the individual ain't got a damn thing to do with it. It's the spirit.
Yes.
I mean, after all, the book teaches in 1 Corinthians that one of the profound gifts of the spirit is discerning the spirit.
Yes.
Discerning the spirit is discerning devils. Some of y'all know what con mean. Y'all got it right. I'm like, man, let's move on. What we call teach?
Proverbs 6:16.
Proverbs 6:16. Come on, read it.
These six things that y'all hate.
Now, wait a minute. I see somebody say con like a con artist. No, see, you know, some stupid, foolish stuff like that. Y'all moderators already know what to do. We ain't got time for that foolish. We're dealing with people's souls here. Anyway, the Most High Yah says through, it's the militia, Solomon, 6:16. These six things do the Most High hate. Come on.
Yeah. Seven are an abomination to him.
Read on.
A proud look.
Or what kind of look?
Proud look.
Hey, y'all bring his kind here for a second. I know he up, but I want to show everybody where he at right now. He did that in a while. A proud look. Y'all hate it. Y'all hate
yes.
it. Detest it.
Amen.
Now, you can, I want y'all, with any of the elders in Straightway, I want y'all to ever point to me at one damn time where we ever look like we have a proud look on us. Mostly people are intimidated because they always say we're too damn serious. Mm-hmm. Don't they?
Yeah.
Why y'all look like that? Come here, Scott. All
right, man. Come here. Okay. This is
little Scott. Well, he ain't little no more. Look at Scott. You live on the broadcast. He is 14 months now. Wave at the people. That's him you hear in the background raising all that sand. Look at him. Here. Shalom. Come here. Stand up for a second. Everybody see you. That is his Kaya Dowell. Hey, wave. Say shalom to the people. There you go, man.
Good job.
Hallelujah. Bless you, man. Shalom, shalom. So that was his Kaya. He told you, he will wait. All he do is tell him, just give him a second or two, he'll catch on. He just looked and... Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, so big, so fast, it's all right, boys. Whew. That's a big boy. Like Daniel said, that's a big boy. This Kaya, man, he's only 14 months, man. He's only 2 pounds behind people who are 2 years old. Man, I wonder how long that growth spurt going to keep going. What do you think, Teach? No? All right, so me and Teach are going to get back to it for a second. I thought we'd go ahead and let this guy make his little debut in here so y'all could see him because y'all watched him through his maturation process. From a toddler, from a baby to a toddler. He's a toddler now. He act like he grown, but he's a toddler now. Anyway, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, he big bone. Yeah, he sure is. I tell you what. Anyway, we ain't going to get off on that one. Come on. So, these six things through the Most High, hey, a proud look and what else?
A lying tongue.
Well, what kind of tongue?
Lying.
Read on.
Hands that shed innocent blood.
Hands that shed innocent what?
Blood.
Blood.
A heart that devises wicked imagination.
Come on.
Feet that be swift in running to mischief.
You notice that, you don't teach. Listen, can I say this in all humility with all y'all out there? If you come the straight way and you feel some kind of way like you feel inadequate or you don't measure up, listen, we've been where you're at. Have we not?
Oh, yes.
We done had many rodeos. It's just that when I'm not saying everyone. I'm talking about the old school class of straight way. We've been at this life for a long time. And what y'all considered attention and chaos and about to lose your mind, to us, we just shake our heads. Am I telling the truth?
You're telling
the truth. Like, oh, okay, bro, whatever, you know what I mean? It ain't, we're not being nonchalant or non-caring. It's just that there's an old saying, been there, done that. And we know it really ain't all that important. Y'all think it is, but it may be any of y'all, but anyway, we only hope we can be examples. We have some very mature people on this land, extremely. I didn't say everyone, because everyone that live on straightway is not that. I promise you that, including older people. We just been at it a long time, and we mean business. But we have a damn good family.
Hallelujah.
I wouldn't trade nothing for it in my life. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Let's go on, T, so we can get with it.
A false witness.
A false witness.
That speaks lies.
Mm-hmm.
He that sows discord among
men. Man, I see Elder Doug is in there. I didn't know he had that kind of internet hookup. How and where do we get Elder Doug, the, what do they call him, the moderator? No, maybe Elder Doug got enough on him, man. He may just want to just type in and sit back and relax every once in a while. You know what I mean? Instead of just always have to be on the cutting edge of everything. Believe me, I get it. Read that last part again, Teach.
He that sows discord among brethren.
Oh, Jesus. Our motivation is straightway. If you ever get reproved, rebuked, corrected for any way, shape, fashion, form, and I'm telling you, it's going to hurt and sting like hell. The purpose we do that is because we love you, because we want to see you succeed. I'm going to say it again. Because we want to see you succeed. Not that we want to diminish you. You're already diminished. You just don't know it.
Interesting.
We get no pleasure out of rebuking you or correcting you. None. I get no pleasure out of calling your name out in front of the whole worldwide ministry of straightway. But I can tell you this, listen, we take this walk so personally, knowing that we're at the end times and the restoration of all things. We have learned from the mistakes of our people of the past. And Teacher Shane can second my motion on this. We be damned, and we will be damned, but we're not going to be damned if we're going to sit up there and let your ass parade around in this ministry practicing and living in iniquity and transgression.
Truth.
Not on our watch.
Truth.
Every sin and every transgression will be rebuked depending on what the gravity is. We're going to let your ass have it.
Yes.
See, Israel got in trouble with the Most High Yah because you had the chief princes and priests and everybody else. They were cheap in a trespass, not us.
Yes.
We ain't selling out for nothing. I'm going to get your ass. Because we love you. Straight up. But I'd be damned if we're going to sit up there and let you come from your pagan, worldly, Christian, Gentile asses.
Yes.
And bring all your damn gods, all your damn philosophies, all your traditions over to this set apart holy life and try to perpetuate it as if it's approved of and it's lawful. And we know it ain't lawful. No, we're coming down on your ass like a two-turn every stick because we have a remnant that must be preserved. We have a remnant that we've got to look out for. And we ain't about to let iniquity and sin flourish over here. Hell to the no, no, no. Hell no. We're going to do it right. You don't want to do it right? There's plenty of other people playing hypocrite.
Yes.
Plenty of other teachers, preachers, prophets, and everybody else playing hypocrisy, but not over here on our watch. Uh-uh. No, you ain't going to be the gateway and the doorway for the flood of demons to come in once in a terror and show a terror of much good. You ain't going to be the one to do that here. Hell no. We're going to get your ass. Because we still on this. No, we didn't set apart ourselves and live this life of sacrifice for 30 years to allow one sinner to come in and destroy much good. We're going to check your ass at the dump. We're going to see what you're made of, see what you got. Ain't happening here. Sorry, but some of us, we truly want to be delivered. We truly want to be saved. We truly want to, our reward, we want to get to the kingdom. Your home.
Yes.
You may not be as serious as we are. We can't help that. But we're going to find out. We're going to find you out real quick, fast, in a hurry. Teach. Everybody all right? Is everybody all right? Everybody doing all right? Let me give y'all the mailing address. Get y'all pen. Sheet of paper. And let's hear. If I do any type of correction, it's all out of love. I see where you're inadequate. I want you to come on up because I know you got the potential to come on up.
Yes.
But we can't allow you to be mundane. Let me stop using that word, man, even though it's in context, though.
Yeah,
it really is in context, though. It really is. But I we'll go to the break. We'll be right back. Sister Wenda. Up in Canada, Brother Stephen. Go give us our mailing address. If you choose to support us, we surely do appreciate it. One thing about Straightway. I promise you, whatever donations that you give, in some way, shape, fashion, or form, you will see the fruit of it. Am I telling the truth, teacher?
Amen. Yes, very true.
You're going to see the fruit of it.
Oh, yes.
You will see the fruit of it. You know what else is coming to pass? I told people it's just going to take some time, and it is coming to pass. You know that we're quickly getting, we're hastening towards a day where there won't be no trailers on this land. We have got more homes than trailers now. Oh, we're close.
Yeah.
Now, we refurbished some new ones up there, well, some old ones up at the top of the hill, but I'm talking about, yeah, all them other places, as soon as we Man, we get to the place, we cut them damn things out. Their home's going, we're going to build our own homes. Long-lasting, long-standing homes. Your ass need to get married again. You need a wife. Most likely going to give you a wife. Somebody's worthy of your vocation. That would be a help me. But you know what's amazing, though? Every damn thing that's come along has been a test, though.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a tailor-made test.
Definitely.
Everybody does. And
oh, yes.
I'm going to tell you how to pass every test. Anybody want to know the secret how to pass every test? If you want to know the secret how to pass every test, type in the number one. I'll give it to you right now. Free of charge. I'm going to give it to you. In a nutshell. You know, the book says that the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. A lot of times you get tested and stuff. I promise you, your flesh wants to. You know, you pass every test. Humility. That right there is just a price of mission alone.
Amen.
I mean, because, you know, that opposes the flesh. Humility.
Yeah. Lord, just that one word.
Just that one word has so much strength in it.
So much learning and so much understanding. Ooh.
Oh, it stings, don't you? Because don't you want to rise up? Don't you?
And that's when you want to kick.
Ooh-wee. Don't worry about it. You don't get it. Prepare yourself for a life of stripes. You can't tell them nothing, teach. You can't. You just say. Anyway, whatever. Humility. Yah resisteth the proud, but he gives favor, grace unto the humble. Every single time when it feels like you want to rise up, why not you just take the fall? Why don't you be, well, come on, man.
Take the low road.
Just take the low road, man. You ain't got to justify yourself amongst men. Never mind. Pass down, we see you stirred up and you want to fight the world and everything. No. Pay attention at every single engagement, what I'm doing. You're not dealing with some novice without knowledge. Just pay attention to what I'm doing. The one thing I definitely preach and teach in Israel, I'd be damned. We as Israelites, brothers in the faith, there's no way in hell. That is an abomination for brothers to rise up a hand against another brother. We ain't supposed to do that with us. We supposed to do that with the nations.
Yeah.
Not amongst us.
No.
Not hell now amongst us. With that shit, we don't tolerate. We're not going to have that shit amongst us. We used to do that stuff when we was out in the world.
Yes.
You don't do that stuff here. We are brethren. We are brethren.
Yes.
Let me get this broadcast break over here with Sister Wenda, all right? We'll be right back in just a moment, okay? All right, glory to
Shalom,
the King.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now.
Man,
if you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. Lafayette is spelled
L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E.
Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. The country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025.
I think I need to stop lifting weights so down.
If you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry,
at least not in my mind,
up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closer to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth
Ministry,
and as you apply the teachings of this ministry,
that
you are finding peace
keep yourself
and growth within you, your family, and life
and
as well.
And you do fast twitch exercises like,
you
know,
others
first
so that
exercise,
the truth may also
whatever.
Have an impact and touch
you
other
people. You said run in place and just
so
hang out
enjoy
like
the
seconds.
Benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like
you
all are. Shalom.
But you don't stretch
and
you got it. And that's one thing our people don't do is a lot of stretching. We don't do a lot of stretching. We need to do a lot of stretching. All right, hallelujah. We back.
I'm here, Pastor.
Hey, bless you, Brother Lee. Bless you. Oh, man. I had somebody, can you believe this, the other day? I don't understand this generation, though. Send me a message. Pastor, I believe you full of shit. That's what they said, straight up. That's what they said. They said, I believe you full of shit. I don't think you what you say you are. He says, and I'll come down and I'll challenge you. You know what I said? I said, pick your poison. He says, let's box two rounds. I said, good. You're right down my alley. Two rounds. I don't give a shit. A young, old, I don't give a damn. You the jolly green giant. Bring your ass home. And by the way, I know you're watching, too. Two rounds. We will do it. We'll even let you pick the rules. We'll get Brother Lee Christopher to come all the way down from New York to referee this. I think he's in his late 20s, early 30s. I want you to come down here so you can get an old-fashioned ass-whooping. I welcome that one. I will welcome that. I told you I've been dialed in. I've been dialed in. But can you believe that? They actually, man, and of course they got a little bit more vile than that. You know what I mean? You little punk, you little all kind of. I'm like, little? He must be pretty big if he called me little. You know what I mean? Boy, they went in. Hey, just make sure you keep your promise. I promise you, make sure you keep your promise. I promise we can find a boxing ring. I promise you that. We can do that. That's what we be talking about, the young folks, man. I mean, Brother Lee, we're going to try our best to lock this booker down, and you're going to do the referee. Are you up for refereeing? Let me know if you're up for refereeing. I can't get Gideon referee because he want to try to jump in. Him and Frogman want to try to jump in and kill somebody. I can't do that.
Yeah.
That is true. They'll be in a referee. As soon as the bell say bang, they'll be in a
Oh yeah.
Brother Lee, you already got me. Listen, don't give up everything, brother. I want to teach some lessons here. Just tell me you'll be that referee, man. We good. I'm like, these damn young, stupid ass. Anyway, let's go on. I'm not going to get distracted. We're doing pretty good. But I don't understand this generation.
True.
I told y'all, I keep myself in shape on purpose because I know one day again I'm getting close enough to knock some dust off of these. There's a lot of dust built up on these. Yeah, let's go, champ. All right, Teach. We got something we want to get here, you know, to you real fast and stuff. Live's being on tonight, right?
Should be.
Appreciate y'all over at Cash App and PayPal. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all dearly. Truly do. Next year, at the turn of the Roman year, you know, our new year coming in spring, I got a few things planned for Israel in order to expedite what we're doing. Does that make sense? A few things planned for Israel, expedite what we're doing. But I need all of us on one accord. All right? Follow me as I follow Messiah. The day that we straightway stop following Messiah, you better keep traces and save yourself from his untoward generation. But I can tell you right now, we ain't going nowhere. Been doing this too long. What is that left to do? Matter of fact, we don't want to do nothing else. I tell you that, we don't want to do nothing else. I was walking from the gym down the hill. And man, I got halfway down the hill, I started crying. I was like, wow. No, I said, you know how many times I walked this little hill and I'm at this little piece of land on the side of a creek. Mosai, you gave this to us. Mm-hmm. We showed ourselves faithful.
Yes.
He increased.
Oh, yes.
Did he not?
Oh, yes.
That's all we did. We showed ourselves faithful, made a sacrifice. He increased. That's what me and you don't get. Me and you don't get. You so damn mesmerized by Christianity that you don't understand that first God, Yah, has to see some fidelity in you.
Yeah.
He has to see proof of your fidelity.
Yes.
You have a lot of mouths. You make arrogant lips. You do a lot of sayings. What Yah wants to see, he wants to see the proof in the pudding first.
Yes.
Oh, you say you got the revelation of what I'm doing? Good, let me see it. After he sees it, then he'll bless you.
Holy man.
Is that right?
Yeah,
that you got to teach.
Yeah.
Declare thou.
Yes.
That thou mayest be justified.
Yes.
That's what he says.
Uh-huh.
Put me in remembrance at my word.
He wants to perform it. Yes, he does.
When you do that, yeah. And you do everything, he's like, oh, look at him. Look at him.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I ain't got no choice but to bless him now.
Yeah.
I ain't got no choice but to bless him.
I got to move.
Hey, I'm on it. And he gonna be blessed. Thou shall eat the blessings of thy hands, and happy shall thou be.
Happy.
Happy shall thou be.
Good with
it. Mm. And people still don't get it.
Amen.
Still to this day they don't get it.
Yes.
Show yourself faithful. You ain't going to beat y'all's business, I promise
you.
You
will not
ever in your life beat y'all's giving.
No.
You know what? We just had, and this is how we know the law is righteous. We just had the Levirate law fulfilled. Man, I call Elder Rupert. Elder Rupert says, if it wasn't damn frosty out, he said, I would jump in that vehicle and I would do donuts all up and down his damn road. Man, my Shy said, I was crying, weeping, hallelujah, hallelujah. You hear that, Raquel? Rachel? You hear that, man? We were all so blessed, man. We heard it's a boy, it's a son. We were about to, as the old saying goes, Sister Ashley, let me help you and Jennifer out because I know y'all got it wrong. Listen to me again. Stop for a minute. Slow down. Listen to what Pastor Dow says. You too, Daniel. Don't run through those sheetrock and two-by-fours. I know you can do it easily. But, man, when we heard it's a boy, we were ready to run through a troop and leap over a wall. People, as Israel, people, they don't get how. I was like, if there ever was a sign.
Yes.
Steve, Esther, Rachel, Clarksville.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. And I'll be exalted.
Brother Dominique.
Yes.
Go ahead on, my brother.
Yes.
You got seed. Man! Woo! Are we talking, and you talking about fulfilling the righteousness
yes.
of the law.
Oh, yes.
Woo! Hey! I'm like, now let somebody curse that. Let somebody curse that, damn it. I'm like, man, I'm so dang happy. I'm going to make a special trip on this one. All my trips are special, but I'm going to make a special trip on this one. I ain't never been up there to the homestead in Clarksville, but I'm going to make my way up there on this one some way, somehow, in the midst of, I'm looking at my schedule, it's all packed up, but I'm going to, I don't care if I have to get up there at 10 o'clock at night and leave at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. My brother got seed.
Yes.
Brother Steve, I can't even, anybody already knows, you talk to Steve, you can talk to him 2 seconds. The brother's got some damn intelligence that don't make no sense. I used to marvel stuff like that. You know, you talk to these educated folks and they just so eloquent. And you and I, man, we just rough as shit,
yeah.
man. We down Motley Crue, Black Sabbath, we just tore up, man. But they understood we've been with Jesus, though.
Yeah.
We just common folks.
Yeah.
But you listen to these things, educated people talk, you go, how do they do it? You look at you, how they do that, man? How they do that? And then people look at me and go, Pastor, now stop it. We heard you talk. Listen, if it's okay with you, can we just stay base for a while? Yes, we know how to react. We know how to act. We know how to respond. We all know how to do all that, but sure, it's a hell of a lot better, man, when you don't have to look over your shoulder and you just breathe. But, boy, but these brothers and sisters, man, it's just in them. They talk like that all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. They, you know, they ain't our constitution, bro. We just rough. That's all there is to it, teach. You just get through your thick-ass head. You just rough.
Oh,
we just rough, man. We just rough. Damn it, we educated hood. Probably ain't even damn hood. A lot of people don't think we hood until you want to buck up and get in our face. Then you're going to find out real quick. Let me stop that. Father, please help me. I'm going to go to a break here for a second, all right? Let me get this spirit off of me for a second, all right? I'm going to get this spirit off me for a second. Let me see. We're going to go to... let me give a 28-second break, you know, like a 30-second timeout in the NFL. We'll be right back here.
I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
All right, we're back. We need to take a deep breath there for a second. What about teach?
Okay.
Woo, we're back. All right. All right. Hey, one of y'all, bring us a brewski in here, all right? A couple of them. But the Levirate law in Israel, we can check that off as being fulfilled.
Yes.
I'm proud of y'all.
Yes.
Rachel, I'm proud of y'all. I sent a couple of messages. Man, she was encouraged, too, man. I was loving encouragement. I'm proud of y'all. I am proud of y'all. You would not. And then you wouldn't believe the shit we got to endure. Let me tell y'all, you know, so I'm going to tell them damn sister, listen. complications and things are going to happen in life. Every birth doesn't go as planned. Everybody would love to have a home birth, but then there's complications. We understand that. We know what the book says about the physician. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, we assess everything. The last course of action we want to use is the physician, but we have to use it. What we have to do is be prepared for these damn shysters that will lie to you. They try to tell you that you have to get a birth certificate and all that shit. They full of shit. You ain't got to. No way, shape, ass, or form.
Son, you still look.
Come on, man. He's still up. We're on the broadcast, look. In no way, shape, fashion, or form. In any way, shape, fashion, or form. Listen, if y'all want to know how to handle the system, and any time we have, you know what? Remind me, we're going to do some teachings on that, all right?
Yes,
we'll do some teaching because we got experience, okay?
Yes,
why don't you sleep, man? You hanging in there? You been watching that?
Watching and jumping around.
Love you, man. You waving by? All right, wave bye-bye. Tell them good night. Tell them bye. I see you wave. Want you go wave? Here. Come here. Wave bye-bye. It's Kaya. Look, wait, bye-bye, right here. Look, wait, bye-bye, say goodnight, bye-bye. He even look tired now.
Okay.
You got cognitive distance?
Okay.
All right, bless you, son. See you later, dude. Everybody starts with the cute and boy, oh boy. See you later. So long, son. Oh, he's very serious. He's serious about getting ready to go to sleep right now.
Yeah.
But, man, we good. Man, we just love our family. Just love our family. We just love our family. Yeah, he's trying to stay up. Y'all know babies. Some of y'all know babies. He ain't trying to miss nothing. He's trying to fight to stay up. That's what he's doing. All right. Where's we at?
Transition.
Oh, okay. All right. We're getting ready to do this, all right? Let's go to Acts chapter 5, verse 35. We'll start at verse 35, okay? Let's get this real quick. And we're going to read on down to verse 39. I want y'all to listen real quick, and I'm going to try my best to not interject. And Shabbat Shalom to all you new people that are coming in here tonight, all right? Shabbat Shalom. Go ahead, teach.
And said unto them, you men of Israel, take heed to yourselves. What you intend to do is touching these men.
Hold on. You men, you be careful. And what you intend to do is touching who?
These men.
Read on.
For before these days rose up Thutis, boasting himself to be somebody.
When he was what?
To whom a number of men, about 400, joined him.
They showed him because, man, he made himself to a dude that everybody's like, man, he's got to be right, right? Read on.
Who was slain and all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered.
Hold on. They were what?
Scattered.
One more time. They were what?
Scattered.
Let's stop for a second. You know how many people have risen up against Pastor Dowell? You know how many people have risen up against the ministry of Straightway?
True.
And you watch them come and you watch them go. You watch them lie on us, falsify information to persuade the court of public opinion to be offended like they are with no facts whatsoever at all.
I mean,
and next thing you know, we just let time go by, they die and they pass on and they are gone. Some of them, they even try to join up with some of y'all. So I'm not trying to make you think that they're a part of you, but what they're doing is using you to their own offense. Sad part is it takes some of you, because you're so slow-minded, it takes some of you a long time to figure it out that you were just being used for another person's vanity.
I mean.
Anyway, they come to naught, but yet it's still, we are still here. Come on, Pete.
After this man rose up, Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing, and drew away much people after him.
Mm-hmm.
He also perished.
So you got different scenarios and different aspects where people come in and draw people, and then they fall away, and then they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
And all, even as many as obeyed him,
what happened?
Were dispersed.
They were what?
Dispersed.
They were, one more time.
Dispersed.
They were gathered together.
Dispersed.
Drawn together like glue.
Scattered.
Next door neighbors.
Dispersed.
They was flat out dispersed. Y'all hear that? Yeah. God of mercy. Come on, Teach.
And now I say unto you.
What do you say?
Refrain from these men and let them alone.
In other words, let me just give y'all wisdom. Listen. If you go back over the last 20-something years, the one thing that people should learn, listen, leave straightway alone. If you're not with us, you are against us. If you're not with us, then leave us alone. You're going to bring a curse on your own damn self.
Wisdom.
Just leave us alone.
Yes.
Ain't nobody trying to get with your emotions. Nobody trying to get with your feelings. We're doing a work for the Most High Yah. Like Brother Musclehead Myron. He didn't want to submit. And I love Myron.
Yeah.
I do, man. I love that brother, man.
Yeah.
I truly do love that brother. I ain't heard a damn thing from his ex-wife. Damn, what happened to her? She just dropped off the face of planet Earth, but, man, I would love to do what I can to help him and Judah Mack out. Now, listen, that's called, in the old Roman vernacular, an olive branch. Is that not an olive branch? I don't have to do it. Brother Chris out there called a rock. Y'all are tricking your ass off. I can be more than a help. I'm talking about the ministry of straightway.
Yes.
Save y'all a lot of steps, man. Y'all trying to do this shit. Stop with the pride shit, Negroes.
Yes.
All of y'all.
Humble yourself.
Damn. I'm not giving out too many more olive branches. I promise you that. Come on, Teach.
Refrain from these men and let them alone. For if this council or this word be a man, it will come to naught.
Listen, how many times we've had judgments on you? You've been around and heard.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all going to bring y'all down. How many times? Y'all been bringing us down for how long? 20-some years. And guess what? Every time everybody said y'all going to bring us down, the people that actually sent that and levied those charges against us, they are the ones that's been brought down.
And dispersed.
They are the ones that been dispersed.
Yes.
They are the ones that's come to naught.
Amen.
Am I telling the
truth? You tell the truth.
Come on, man. Read on, Teach.
But if it be of Yah, you cannot overthrow it.
All right, so let's stop for a second. There's one ministry in the United States of America. Forget the world. Let's just deal with our geographical location. Is that all right? To make it fair. There's one ministry in the United States of America where the people obey Yah, keep the commandments, live a holy and set-apart lifestyle, being filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Demonstrate the power of Yah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Cast out devils.
Oh, yeah.
And heal the sick.
Oh, yeah.
And we keep the commandments. And let me throw this one. Last but not least, we love his law.
Oh, yes.
If we ain't the remnant, I don't know who is. Because to me, we done checked off every block in the book.
Yes.
All praises to the Most High God.
All praises.
Magnificent and wonderful is his holy name.
Amen.
And anybody try to challenge that boast, front and center, bring yourself on. Our people getting free. We're living like the tribes.
Yes. Yes, we're fellowshipping with the living word.
No, for real.
Oh, yes. With a living word.
Brother Daniel up in Straightway Goshen, him and Sister Chris. And I love Sister Chris, man. Sister Chris reminds me of the sister I never had. Now, I had a sister. I just ain't never met her. She wasn't in the immediate family. But Sister Chris reminded me of a sister I never had. And that little baby girl they had, man, she woke me up one morning I was up there. You know, I heard, first I thought it was this guy. Like, he don't talk like that, though. He don't keep doing like that. That little girl was rolling. Love her. Just love her. Just beautiful. Huh? Just beautiful. Man, little baby. Listen, brothers in Israel, I want y'all to hear me. Our whole essence and our whole focus in life. Sure, all our labors is for what we're going to eat, what we're going to build. But let me tell y'all something. All of us, listen to Israel, listen to me real close. Our essence in life is about reproducing righteous seed.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That little boy, Rob Mathis, boy, if he don't look just like him, he could have let that boy walk out there and he could have set the Hall of Fame. He could have got inducted. And wouldn't nobody know the difference. Well, except he's a little bit lighter skin, but it looked like Rob just literally just spit that boy out. It looked like he just spit it out. I love my family, man.
Amazing.
I don't care where I go in Israel. I'm just, who would ever thought that in this life, that we would ever come across this type of camaraderie.
Amen.
Brotherhood.
Amen.
Togetherness. Cohesiveness.
Yes.
Who would ever thought?
Yes.
Who would have ever thought? Man, I just say y'all's good.
Oh, yeah.
I just say y'all's good.
Oh, yeah.
I show my size all the time. That dang sack that Rob had on Peyton Manning when he became a Bronco, and then after he came to the sideline, man, he went out there with a fish. It looked like Rob trying to break his arm. It looked like he tried to literally break his arm, man. Fast as shit. I'm like, good God of mercy, boy. You want to see Nelly fall out. Nelly falls out all over the place when she sees that one. Every single time. Good God of mercy. All right, teach them all.
Thus happily, you be found even to fight against Yah.
In other words, leave us alone. I guarantee we're doing what you ain't doing. All your preachers, your teachers, your mama, your daddies, your grandpas, meemaws, ha-haws, and everybody's bells. I promise you that. We're going to take about 15, 20 minutes. We're going to touch on the two sticks of Israel. I could use this as a preaching sermon tomorrow. You know what I mean? two sticks of Israel. The Most High Yah promised us that once he had scattered us, he would gather us. The problem that we have today in the time how we're living in, and mind you, you got a lot of people saving place or face and saying that they don't practice replacement theology. That's what they say. You ever heard that before?
Oh, yeah.
The truth is they're doing it. Listen, if I can get some of you free, I don't care who you are. Let's get this correct about Straightway Truth Ministry. We ain't stupid. We ain't racist by any way, shape, fashion, or form. If you take Israel and you scatter them in the nations,
mm-hmm.
are they not going to intermingle and mix?
Mm-hmm.
Did not the Most High Yah have it in his plan to, I'm going to use this term, and it ain't even in the book, but I'm going to use this term to bring about clarity, water down the seed. Think about it. Because you didn't give a shit about the laws, the statutes, commandments, and the covenant. You wouldn't prostitute, play the whore with every damn foreign religion at the heels.
Yes.
Y'all said, you know what? I'm going to cast y'all ass off. I'm going to scatter y'all ass mm-hmm. to the four corners of the earth. Did he not say that?
I mean.
That's Israel. Judah? Now, that's a different story. Since when does white Europeans become Judah? They ain't never been. Ain't never had. That's the reason why that you have the Arabs in that area saying, there's no way in hell we can accept you. How in the hell you leave here black and come back white? You out of your damn mind. But when we look at Jeroboam, Rehoboam, when you look at the scattering of Israel throughout all of the nations on the earth, you have Yehuda and Ephraim. You have Yehuda and Ephraim. You have the Yehudim and Ephraim. Am I correct? Go ahead.
Numbers 24:7.
Let's read it. Come on, teach.
Talking about his feet being in many waters.
Come on. Come on with it.
He makes water flow from his buckets.
From his what?
From his bucket.
Come on.
And his seed is in many water.
How many waters?
Many waters.
One more time?
Many waters.
But you got these stupid racist ass people trying to make you think that the seed is only in one damn specific color. People, you full of feces. I'm gonna try to clean this up because a lot of people can't take this. Even though they talk like it all the time, they can't take it out in the public, if you understand what I mean.
Amen.
Y'all hearing that? I know who Israel is because, number one, he has given them his spirit. And they keep his commandments. When your ass start getting degraded to the point of what color you are or what national, you finished, you done for. Believe me, you can understand that. We can get it when you're talking about Judah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with Ephraim, though?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with Ephraim when they've been scattered to the four damn corners of the earth? What the hell are you going to do? You going to tell me that my sister Tomoko ain't Israel?
Come on.
I would tell you a damn liar.
True. Very true.
She been living set apart and been showing more fruit than all y'all asses.
Come on.
Ain't no way in hell.
Come on.
And you still stuck up in the cities.
Come on. Always by his spirit.
Say it again.
Always by his spirit. This is not flesh and blood. We wrestle too much against flesh and blood.
So we're dealing
yes.
with the two sticks of Israel. Matter of fact, go ahead and read that, Zechariah 8:23. We're going to put this down in line. We're going to bring y'all all online. So all you people wonder why Straightway never, ever discriminates based on the color or non-color of fleshly skin. That which is born of flesh is
flesh.
That which is born of spirit is
spirit.
And marvel not, you must be born again. We know who Israel is. I don't give a damn. Y'all don't get it or not. We know who Israel is.
So I said that.
Come on.
Thus saith the Master of Hosts.
Mm-hmm.
In those days it shall come to pass.
What's going to happen?
That 10 men shall take hold out of all languages.
No. One language.
All.
Paleo-Hebrew.
All.
Septuagint, Koine, Greek.
All languages.
American English.
All languages.
Columbus, Spaniard.
All languages. All.
Oh, okay. Come on, read on.
Of the nations.
Whoa. Is that singular or plural?
That is plural. Nations, yes.
Plural. Read on.
Even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Judean, saying, we will go with you. We have heard that Yah is with you.
Now, don't this fit? Stop for a second. Get the book over there and read Esther 8:17 real quick. Because all the nations is going to grab the skirt of Yehudim. You call them modern-day Jews, not them apostles over in Israel right now. Practicing replacement theology, which Christians love to embrace. All nations. They're going to find out, you know, a Jew is basically not one inwardly, outwardly. Circumcision is not with that. You get that Deuteronomy. Let me help you out real quick. You get that in Deuteronomy chapter 30, read verses 1 through 5. You get Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 34. And you get all that real quick, and then we'll head on over to Paul for you to be able to understand. But until then, let's just stick with the book right now. Go ahead.
And in every province.
In every what?
Every province.
And
in every city.
What happened?
Whensoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Udim had joy and gladness.
They had what kind of what?
Joy and gladness.
Because what?
A feast and a good day.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the people of the land.
What did many of the people of the land, that means many ethnic backgrounds of the land, what did they do?
Became Udim.
Became what?
Yehudim.
So a bunch of Persians became Yehudims. Is that right? Why did they become Yehudims?
For the fear of the Yehudims fell upon them.
Isn't that amazing? So I don't want to hear no more your BS.
Come on, Pastor.
Now listen to me real close.
Break it.
Yah has never forsaken his people, which he once knew. But he has never, ever, ever forsaken the nations of those. What are you going to do about the Torah that says when a stranger comes into the land, he shall be as one is born in the land? What are you going to do about all that? Do you just ignore those passages? Act like they ain't never there? Okay, let's just say you do that. What happens when all you people, all you have is scholarship, book reading? But you never had the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Only the Spirit, he's the only one that confirms that.
Mm-hmm.
So if he turns around and gives the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to one of another nation, and your ass ain't got it, woo!
Uh-huh.
Isn't it God's sovereign will that he's the one who chooses?
Yes, he is. It's his will.
Then who are you then?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you people... This low base mentality
is
just beyond me.
Mm-hmm.
It don't make, if it makes sense.
Yes.
I'll see what Baki say. Make it make sense. And he comes from the wrong order. But dang, people.
Come on.
Let's go through the two sticks. Ezekiel 37:15. Let's get to this real quick because I don't want to be long because I don't want to miss Lion's Den. My brother's up there, all right? I want y'all to listen to the two sticks. Listen very closely. And believe me, we can go a hell of a lot more in detail than this. And I promise you we can. Well, I want y'all to get this, though. Because, mind you, there's a prophecy that y'all had already promised and already said through the prophets. It ain't happened yet. That the two sticks was going to be joined into one.
Yes.
The stick of Yehudim and Ephraim. Ephraim. And they will become one stick, and they will be known as Yisrael.
Amen.
Period, point blank. So you hear Paul talking about in Romans chapter 11. We'll get there a little bit later. Don't worry about it. Then it all starts to make sense, because all he's doing is quoting prophets.
Yes, he is.
Reteach Ezekiel. Yezekiel chapter 37. Verse 15, read.
Word of God.
What did he say?
Came unto me, say, moreover, you son of man, take you one stick.
How many sticks?
One stick.
Read.
Write upon it. For Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions.
Ooh, hold on. Don't get confused. Hold your patience and just let him read, and we'll get to it. Come on.
Then, take another stick and write upon it for Joseph.
Now, wait a minute. We do know what happened in Mizraim with Yosef, right? We do know, right?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, Yosef was despised of his brethren. And we know that he ended up in Mizraim. And he went through many trials and tribulations. Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Only to end up second in command, and only voice that was above him was Pharaoh. Pharaoh took a foreigner. Pharaoh took someone that wasn't even of his people.
Yes.
And placed him above all the people of the land.
Mm-hmm.
And the only one he was answerable to was Pharaoh himself. Pharaoh, you ready for this? Turned around and gave him a name. And he named his name Zaphnath-Paneah. Not only did he do that, but he gave him an Egyptian wife. And out of that union was birthed Never heard of Ephraim and Manasseh? Never heard that before? I'm just asking. Anybody ever heard it before? I thought that Shemites ain't supposed to be mixing with Hamites.
Come on.
Let's get damn concrete. We're going to get concrete. Let's get damn concrete.
Oh, y'all's out of order, though.
And out of that alone, he was able to deliver his people.
Yes, he was. Setting up.
I got people trying to bait and switch me over this Hanukkah stuff. You ain't ready for it. I promise you ain't. Because the people that's claiming Hanukkah, it wasn't for them. It was for us. It ain't for them. These are a bunch of them. Well, we keep mentioning imposters. These people are not the people of the book. We are.
Amen.
What are we at, Teach?
Still in Ezekiel 37:16.
Read on. I'm going to let you run for a while, all right? Because, man, we're sitting and chew all night long. Come on.
For Joseph, the stick of Ephraim.
Mm-hmm.
For all the house of Israel,
read.
Companions.
Come on, come on.
And join them one to another into one stick.
Come on.
And they shall become one in your hand.
Hold on, I just saw this for a second. Somebody said, well, for what about the Sephardi Jews, shepherd? See, that's what I'm talking about. You people are so schizophrenic today. You cannot stay within the frame of timelines that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
You want to jump all the way to the other damn end of history,
yes,
and forget about what's in front of you.
Come on.
And then you wonder why you're schizophrenic as hell. You wonder why you can't put two and two together. How about you hold your tongue, rest your damn peace, shut up and listen and try to learn.
Amen.
I can't get no more humble than that, teacher.
True.
I can't get no more humble than that. All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
Move on.
Join them in one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in your hand. And when the children of your people shall speak unto you, saying, will you not show us what you meanest by this? Say unto them, thus said Yahweh Elohim.
Here it comes.
Behold.
Behold.
I will take the stick of Joseph.
The stick of Joseph.
Which is in the hand of Ephraim.
Come on.
And the tribe and the tribes of Israel, his fellows. And will put them with him. Even with the stick of Judah.
Judah. Come on. Come on.
And make them one stick. And they shall be one in my hand. And the sticks whereon you writest shall be in your hand.
I probably got to do about a 3-hour teaching just on this alone, because you're reading. It makes perfect sense to me. It makes perfect sense to you. But I don't think these people, anyway, come on.
And the sticks whereon you writest shall be in your hand before their eyes. And say unto them, thus says Yahweh Elohim.
What did you say, Yahweh?
Behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen.
Stop. So, if these Ashkenazims, these Sephardics, these people from the Georgia Caucasus Mountains, if they are among the heathen, who are the heathen would be with? Because right now they're occupying all the land of Israel. Isn't that true?
Yes.
They can't be the people.
No.
Can't be the people.
No.
They're not scattered into every nation. They didn't have the help of, the real Udines didn't have the help of Great Britain, United States, Balfour Agreement, League of Nations, 1948. They didn't have all the help to give them the land of Israel from a displaced people. No. This is Bible prophecy.
Yes, it is.
Can't do nothing about it.
No, it's written.
What's going to happen if you scatter all the Udim in every nation? Listen. Let me give y'all one nugget. Anybody ever heard of Alexander the Greek?
Yeah.
All right. You know he went through all the Arab countries, right?
Yes.
They weren't blitzkrieg. The Arabs used to look just like myself and the Africans. You know, the Udim has many different shades. But you watch all them people now, man, they're almost bleached out. And what did the prophet Isaiah say? He said that the seed of Yisrael, Jacob, would never wax pale. Now, mind you, they ain't all pale. I promise you that.
I mean,
but people are inept. They don't know history. They don't. And don't give a damn about it. It's amazing to me. You cannot ignore facts to get to an expected end. That don't make nobody divine. That don't make nobody more except than the other. Again, I will repeat what the book says. You must be born again of the water and of the spirit. You've got to be.
Yeah, that's true.
All I'm doing is stating facts to show you what these damn wicked-ass devils done over the years. Where were you at, teach? Read on.
say unto them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I will take the children of Israel.
Ezekiel 37, verse
21.
Come on.
From among the heathen.
From among who?
From the heathen.
So, now wait a minute. So if these apostles over here was the children of Israel, why ain't they scattered among the heathen? Why are they just exclusive to themselves? We are among the heathen.
Mm-hmm. We were brought out from among them, yes.
We got, I mean, children of Israel scattered all over the damn place among the heathen.
Yes.
These damn so-called Jews, Yehudim, they ain't scattered among the heathen.
No.
They're among themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're not going to know who these people are unless you know history. Read on.
Whither they be gone, and will gather them on every side.
Read.
And bring them into their own land.
So the Most High Yah is going to gather us on every side. We're not going to ask everybody for plane fare to get back to Jerusalem, right? We're not going to beg for donations, right? No, okay, read on.
And I will make them one nation.
Well, how many nations?
One nation.
Come on.
In the land upon the mountains of Israel.
In the land upon the mountains, plural, of what?
Israel.
Read on.
And one king shall be king to them all.
Come on.
And they shall be no more two nations.
Hold on. Let's just stop for a second. So you mean to tell me that we started Israel and we're going to end Israel? We're not going to be known as two nations any longer. Is that right?
Amen.
Or it's going to be one king. Read on.
Neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms anymore.
In other words, there will be no more Ephraim and Yehuda, or the Yehudim.
Amen.
Because, I mean, the prophecy of the book says, or the apostle says, and all Israel shall be
all
saved or delivered. Read on.
Neither shall they defile themselves anymore with their idols.
No more Christmas, no more Easter, no more Sunday, no more traditions, no more Thanksgiving, no more Independence Day.
Amen.
No more Krishna, no more Hinduism, no more coexisting with other gods like Baki and all the rest of them do. Ain't gonna have that shit. No Dagon, no Freemasons, no none of that shit.
Amen.
Hate to be so common, but our Japanese sister calls it shit.
Yes, what it is, what it is.
It is. Y'all dressing up in America, doo-doo, feces,
crab,
and all that other stuff. No. Throughout the annals of time and the cultures of the world, is still referred to as shit. Woo! Come on.
Nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions, but I will save them.
Oh, El Ruth said, poop. Poop. Come on.
But I will save them out of all their dwelling places.
Whoa. He going to save us out of what?
All their dwelling places.
Read on.
Wherein they have sinned.
Mm-hmm.
And will cleanse them. So shall they be my people.
Come on, teach.
And I will be their Elohim.
I'm good with that. You good with that?
I'm good with that.
I'm good with that.
Man, that's real.
Let's read Romans 11, 25 through 27. We're going to wrap it up right here, all right? We're going to cut it off here early tonight. Come on.
For I would not, brethren.
What?
You should be ignorant of this mystery.
Okay. A mystery is something that's kind of concealed.
Yeah.
Hidden.
Yeah.
But he don't want us to be
ignorant of it. Yeah.
Come on.
Lest you should be wise in your own conceits.
that blindness, in part, has happened to Israel. Until the fullness of the Gentiles could be come in.
Hold on. When it says the fullness of the Gentiles, what that means is until the fullness of Israel be come in.
Yes.
That's what it means. Because remember, you can't ignore prophecy.
No.
Yehudim is not the one that rejected the law, statutes, and commandments.
Come on.
They got a warning.
Yes.
Remember, at the split with Solomon, you had Jeroboam and Rehoboam. Rehoboam was the king of the south.
Yes.
Told them, now I know he was a rebellious ass seed, he was. Nevertheless, they did not give him the right to damn set up there and damn exalt his arrogance and then try to force all of Israel to come. But it still didn't give Jeroboam, it didn't give him the right to set up and to dissent and turn to foreign gods and pagan gods and forget about the feast of the Most High Yahweh. These bookers had a civil war amongst themselves, and it just threw all of Israel into paganism,
yes.
Satanicism.
Yes.
You got your little civil war with your brother and stuff. You want to try to make a statement, and you plunge all your people into to hell. What kind of shit is that? One little arrogant ass. Another one stubborn, I'll be damned. And you gonna seven and turn them over to pagan gods.
Yes.
So you had Judah, Yehudim, never forsaken the law, statutes. I'm gonna put this in there. Don't forget, you got a warning, because the Most High God says, if you don't turn, I'm gonna do the same thing to you as I did to them.
He did say that. Yes, he did.
Give him a big-ass warning.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Most High God, and I love it.
Yes, and he loves. That's love himself, yes.
So now, we have Israel scattered all the nations of the earth.
Uh-huh.
And now the Most High God is
gathering
them. And then some of you assholes want to talk about, Israel is the dispersed Israelites. Shut up.
No.
Just stop it. Just stop it. So, again, you got to do something about Esther 8:17. You got to do something about Exodus. You got to do something about the stranger. You got to do something about, just stop it. Just stop. You got to do something about Isaiah. You're supposed to minister to the nations. You got to just stop the foolishness and nonsense.
Yes, it's fighting against God.
Yeah, I ain't no respect for it. Just stop it. What are you going to do when he says he's going to take the strings and give him a name better than that? Well, just be quiet.
Yes.
You can't. You're driven. Come on, teacher. We got to bring this on, man. Verse 26.
And so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written.
What's going to happen?
There shall come out of Zion.
Out of Zion what?
The deliverer.
The deliverer. Come on.
And shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob.
Come on.
For this is my covenant unto them.
What is the covenant?
When I shall take away their sin.
That means the Most High Yahweh is going to say, you know what? Everything you ever done against me and my law, I'm going to blot it all out. That's why, and I'm going to take this time to say this. That's why you and I, when I say we ain't worthy, you ain't worthy. You ain't worthy. No way, shape, fashion, or form. The Most High Yahweh chose by his sovereign love, by his sovereign will. To blot out our transgressions.
Mm.
Mind you, I said he made the decision himself to do this. Not you or I.
No.
Don't think your ass met some type of damn conditions. You dotted every I and crossed every T. I said, he said, I have chosen to blot out your transgressions. I think that's the arrogance and the audacity and unmitigated gall of people today. They think they can do something. You know, Christianity is a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of people high on this damn hell shit. I'm telling you. They going to hell high.
Oh, yeah.
High of a false doctrine.
They present themselves as the Savior.
High as shit.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you. The best thing y'all can do? Oh. They said, Pastor, out of focus. Hey, y'all know what I look like. I'm getting old. Y'all need to be in focus.
Face, come by here. Come on.
But I can tell you this. Listen. I love life just as much as anybody else does.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not about to trade it for y'all's truth.
No. Jesus is Messiah's life.
Mm. I feel so sorry for some of you people. I do. That's all I can do, though.
Yes.
You want to try to favor and love your way to law, y'all's graces. Let's end on this one. John 14:15, man. We're going to end it on that, and we're done for the night. Hope you got ears to hear. You don't? None of our business. I don't. We tried. Did we not try?
Mm-hmm.
We tried. John 14:15, and we're finished.
If?
Bless your brother, Muhammad. Glad you're here, my brother. Come on.
If?
You do what?
You love me.
We're talking about the express image of Yah in the form of sinful flesh. If you love me, we're talking about the word of Yah that was made flesh. Come on. If you
love me, if you love Messiah, if you love Yah,
then do what?
Keep my commandments.
All praise to the Most High Yah.
Amen.
All praise to the Most High Yah. Got a live band coming up here. Hey, I appreciate each and every last one of you, especially those of you who have contributed to the work of the ministry. Monkey Bastard, you're here. You're with us. My brother, Brother Galen, all of y'all, they contribute.
Hallelujah.
And then all you that are watching and listening contribute. I would hope that you would actually listen more than anything. Because faith come by.
Hearing.
And hearing come by.
Word of Yah.
You need to start to learn how to do that instead of doing all this talking. There's all this talking and jesting. Everybody always got something to add and something to say. When is somebody going to shut up? Yeah. So does that wise.
Well, listening to the Romans. Quit.
Just stop that stuff. Just be quiet sometimes.
Be humble.
Man. But thank y'all. Looking forward. Hey, be on tomorrow morning, be the Father's will, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, www.straightwaytruth.com, and on this channel, YouTube, Pastor Dow. Ah, it's out on right here. Night, my baby. Bless you. Let me see. I did. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's 1,000 Steves, 1,000 Rachels, there's 1,000 everything in the world, isn't it? Hallelujah. It's the Levirate. We're in love with it. Love y'all, Israel. Myself,
hallelujah.
Teacher Shane.
Hallelujah.
Your last word, teacher, anything to say?
Keep the commandments.
And live. Bless y'all. Sweet person, strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name. And those you on Cash App, y'all notice I've been doing this lately. One, that means one. A card. Hero Israel, Yahweh Elohim is one. Sometimes y'all hear me on Cash App, I do this. Two hands, lately I've been doing this. So no, y'all ain't get the wrong one, all right? I bless y'all. And the sweet presses is strong. And include my enemies too, you trolls that came over tonight too. Hopefully your unsanctified soul receives something to help damn you or save you to the Holy Ghost.
Truth.
In the sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, old coming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. See y'all live then. Shabbat Shalom. Tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, same channel, same time. The King is coming.